This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market today?
Well, we saw mixed trade throughout the session. At times, we saw negative trade, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. By the end of the day, wheels rallying back up near the highs of the session, a lot of that coming at the very close of the session. We continue to see boxed beef prices higher, $2.23 higher on choice. At midday, $3.07 higher on select, moved 79 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill day of 113,000 head. But as far as any other news in the market, very, very quiet. October cattle were 32 cents higher on the close. December up 20 cents. October feeders up 85. November feeders up 50 cents. December lean hogs were 82 higher. And I might add, almost all feeder cattle contracts, again, new all-time record highs, 11 times that last 12 sessions.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6, the world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, today was much quieter than the previous 2 days. We saw mixed trade, but more downside than we did upside, Leslie. The biggest thing I think we're starting to see now is positioning in front of Friday's USDA supply and demand report that comes at 11 o'clock in the morning and is expected to show price negative numbers out there. But there was really no fresh news out today. I think we saw mostly positioning, and we saw an end to some of that short covering that has supported the market the last couple sessions. December KC wheat closed a penny and 3/4 lower. March KC down 3/4 of a penny. December Chicago wheat up a penny and a half. December corn up 2 3/4. March corn up 3 cents. November and January soybeans down 5 3/4. December cotton 32 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.